Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Is it this? No, just flour. Can't you tell me where she keeps the spices?
I wouldn't know.
You are directly above her eyes. You see what she sees. You should... Great, the wind chill is on. Is there a spirit nearby I should watch out for?
Just a cloud eater gliding through the sky. These things happen now that you're in the Tangleweed. You're in no immediate danger, however.
Oh, thanks stuff for that. Let's see what else we find. Ooh, her journal. I wonder if she noted down anything that would explain why she reacted the way she did earlier.
Something like that seems like a secret she keeps buried as deeply as she possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she would write about it.
Well, I can't read this anyway. Maliki taught me like 5 runes, but this doesn't seem to be written using any of them.
Even if she stuck to using a single element set, you'd need to know at least 15 to patch any meaning together by context.
Yeah, well, never mind then. It's too dark to read anyway. And her handwriting looks pretty bad.
Indeed.
Oh, this is where she stashed the remaining flatbread. Ow! This is dry as hell and tough as Maliki's jerky. What do I need to do to get some normal food around here?
Try being less picky.
Nah. Oh, this could be the spices. Oh, nope. Just a bag full of stones with runes on them. Dang it.
What are you looking for?
Oh, Raka! You're alive!
Am I?
Well, I hope so.
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Sure.
What happened?
You tell me. What do you remember?
We were on that bridge, and then I...
You had an episode? Oh, come on. You saw me lose my shit before. You can tell me.
Where's Maliki?
Hunting. He said it was his turn anyway.
How did we get here?
Fly.
What?
Well, apparently you lost your grip on the Edgars.
My...
Your headlight went off, and Maliki got his Edward back.
What?
Yeah.
And you let him go find food despite that?
What should I have done? Tackle him to the ground and keep in a headlock until you woke up again?
You have to learn to trust him, Raka.
Yeah, seriously. He could have ran and ditched us the moment he got Edward back.
Fjord.
Both of us. But he didn't. He helped me get you off the bridge when that giant bird appeared.
What?
He could have...
There was a Rigiel?
Yeah, a wild one. Your screaming lured it to our location and it was just about ready to grab us for a late night snack when you lost hold of the Edgars.
Fjord,
we couldn't get you off the bridge. You were clinging to the rail. Oh, you really do have a grip like a retainer bot. Even if we had managed to get you off the rail, I'm not sure Maliki and I could have dragged you off the bridge, even together.
So he flew all 3 of us off?
Yeah, no shit. Ugh. That was one weird ride, I tell ya. Be happy you were unconscious. Becoming one with the wind was really... weird and disorienting.
I believe that.
I almost puked right there. But anyway, he brought us here and made sure this place was secure. Helped me peel you out of most of your clothes and tuck you into bed. We even gathered foliage to isolate you. Then he dug that pit over there and put the kettle on it with some water because he wants to cook us a stew when he comes back.
Stew? Wait, is that water boiling? What about the fire?
Well, don't know. He said he used charcoal. No clue where he got that from. Said that those suffice to get the water cooking without me shitting my pants in fear of the flame.
What about the heat sphere?
We tried that, but neither of us could figure out how to use it. Speaking of which, can you turn it on? Or your headlight? It's pretty dark.
Sure. Where is the heat sphere?
Hold on. It was around here. Somewhere. I kind of tried finding stuff in your bag, but these mushrooms aren't giving enough lights to really see anything.
Mushrooms?
Yes, up there. See? Found the heat sphere.
Huh. I didn't know mushrooms glow.
I know, right? I didn't either. I wouldn't eat them. Malachi told me to keep you from eating them, though. He said he knows how you like mushrooms. I guess he was afraid the first thing you'd do was nibble on them.
I wouldn't dare to eat those.
Don't worry, Torch.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, much better. Anyway, bottom line is, he went through so much trouble to get us set up here. I don't think he will ditch us.
Of course not. I made that clear.
Malachi!
So I thought.
Yeah, multiple times. Raka? No, Raka, you shouldn't get up
here.
No, Raka! You should...
Raka!
Get off me! You're too heavy!
Are you okay?
I proved to you that I won't leave.
I don't trust you.
Raka?
You don't...
You're really stubborn.
I'm beginning to think that Malachi isn't the problem here.
What?
Let me clarify this, Feather Duster. You used my Athwar against me, but I decide to stay. As long as you fix the hole, you and the human are my pack.
What?
And Skurki never leave their pack behind.
What?
So sweet.
Why would you think of us as your pack?
Why wouldn't he? I'm so cute.
You fixed something wrong with Scouter's horn. The Skunter. My home. You're the only one that knows how. I don't have your knowledge. I can't fix it.
That is a brutally honest confession.
That is truth.
See? And this is why I keep saying let's finally get to know each other.
Fine. How about we play a game?
Ooh, games! Yes, I like games. I will throw these into the stew. It can cook while we play.
Never neglect the food.
Yes, explain your game. I will cut these.
Yeah, what kind of game were you thinking? Something with cards or dice?
Neither. We play with these.
Wait, I looked into that pouch earlier. Are those stones with runes on them?
Yes.
You play with runes? That's disrespectful!
That from a guy that beats up spirits. Yes, bored students in the university invented ways to play with runestones. It's not just a game. It's a theoretical exercise to help memorize the runes. But this game also reveals a lot about the way a person thinks.
What's the game called?
Equilibrium.
Sounds cool.
Like the poem.
Like Nesta's poem, yes. Malachi, I've been wondering about that.
About...
How do you know about the equilibrium? I didn't think Skur had oral traditions.
We don't. Most Skurka would rather fight than recite poems to each other.
Then how did you get to know that poem by heart?
I read it.
I didn't think Skur could read.
They can't. Skurka are too dumb to read. I can read.
I see.
So how do we play this?
Two of us will reach into this pouch and pull out one runestone.
Wait, can Ferris play?
I have no interest in the games mortals play.
That's all right. This game is best played with three.
Oh!
Come, Lin. Draw a stone.
Okay. Are these, like, four-sided dice?
They aren't dice. Here, Malachi, take one.
I don't play with runes.
These are not the actual runes.
I can see the runes through the bag. There is energy within them. They are imbued runes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I can see them too. Is that bad?
I didn't imbue them.
imbecile.
What was that?
I said you're an idiot.
Why are you insulting him now?
Carved runes are vessels. They will fill with energy over time.
Fui, Devil, stop that, Raka!
What?
Fui!
What he says is true.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Wow.
Well done.
Did you just...
You stepped down.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Fine. I don't like it, but I will play.
Yay! So how do we play? Teach us, Sensei.
Very well. Each of the four sides of your stone holds a rune from the four elements. What you do is roll the stone, like you would roll a dice.
All right. These don't roll as well as regular dice.
Because they aren't dice.
Your turn, Maliki.
They roll better sideways.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, oh, can I try again?
Sure, since this is your first time.
Oh yeah, they roll much better like this. Alright, is it your turn, Raka?
No, this game is played one-on-one. A third person plays the judge.
Judge of what? I don't get it.
We'll get there.
Okay, so what did I roll?
Your rune is Feruil, the leaf.
Mine is Margiel, the wing.
Okay, great. Now what? Who wins?
No one wins yet.
Ooh.
Now comes the interesting part. Both of you have to come up with a scenario how you would use your rune to overcome the rune of the other.
Leaves against wings? What kind of combat is that?
Well,
what kind of wing is it anyway? Is it severed? Or is the bird still attached to it? Is it even a bird's wing? Or rather an insect's wing? Or a bat's wing? Or chicken wings? Chicken wings. What I do to get some chicken wings here?
That's not how... Runes are concepts, synonymous to the things they stand for. Not necessarily the thing itself. Sometimes a rune is a word, or a thought, or a pattern.
Or the thing itself?
They can be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, Margiel, the wings are sturdy, able to ride air currents, yet flexible enough to change your course with a single beat. They are strong enough to lift your weight, but the cost to do so is high.
Okay. Well, then I use razor leaf to cut the wing off!
What?
I don't understand.
Me neither.
I have heard of the creativity of humans, but this surpasses anything I could have imagined.
Well, some leaves are sharp like knives, right?
Sure. But sharp enough to cut off a wing?
Well, if the wing is cooked well enough. If I had a leaf rune and had to fight against the wing rune, well, that's what I would do.
Let's just go with that. What about you?
I start a fire. Use the wing to fan it. Then throw the leaf on the flame.
Where's your creativity?
This is right.
Yeah, that's how it's played.
So Maliki and I both gave an answer. Now what? Who wins?
The judge decides which answer they thought was better or more plausible. And to make it more interesting, the winner gets to ask the loser one very personal question.
Okay.
And the loser has to answer. Can we all agree to that?
Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Hit me with it, Ma. What you got?
Don't shorten my name.
You're not gonna wait for my decision?
Nah, obviously his answer was better.
Not by much, but better regardless. Maliki, you get to ask her something now.
Tell us about your pack. Family.
If I had any?
Where they are. Why you are here. Alone.
Well, I have parents, but I didn't get along with them. So I ran away.
Was this before the spirits attacked your village?
Sort of. It was on Earth, not here.
Earth? On soil?
You have, siblings.
Nah, I'm an only child. Hey, wait! We agreed on one question!
Right. Okay, winner faces judge next. Just to make it fair, you should look away from the bag.
Me too?
No, just Maliki.
You think I will pull runes that will benefit me?
Just to make it fair. Lin doesn't know the runes. You do.
Cool, then I can watch.
Fine. Hold up the bag.
Here.
So I'll be the judge now?
Yes.
What do I judge by?
Which scenario you find more convincing or plausible.
Okay. But you'll need to guide me here. Who got which rune?
Maliki got Raven, the root rune. Mine is Kuneth, the arrow rune.
Okay, Raka. Arrow, Maliki, root. Get it. Start. Maliki, you go first.
Arrows. Made of wood. Wood calls to kin. Raven reminds it of its roots, its origin. Tells it to return to its kin, its roots. Become what it used to be. Roots make the arrow remember to become wood again.
Interesting.
Wait, roots can do that?
Yes.
If he did that to an actual arrow, it might work. Not so much a runic arrow, but we didn't specify that it couldn't be a real one.
Yeah, I see.
Speak your scenario.
Raven, the root, is the rune of stability, unbending firmness, but also that of unyielding stubbornness. It does not support progression. Holding on to Raven means holding on to the past, to old grudges or guilt.
It suits your personality, Raka.
Kuneth, the arrow, however, is a rune that pursues a goal, a target. While Raven holds on to the old ways, Kuneth looks to the future, fuels progression. This is how Kuneth overcomes Raven.
Wow. That's deep. I have no idea how to judge that.
That is what you learn in university?
I'm not answering personal questions unless asked by the winner of this match.
Hey, but wait, your scenario wasn't very concrete. I thought we were supposed to imagine someone throwing the rune at us, and we only have the one rune to defend ourselves with, and we say how we would use it as defense.
The scenario just has to explain how one rune would overcome another. In what way it would do so, spiritual or physical, doesn't matter.
Oh, so your explanation is kinda esoteric, right?
Yes. The point of the game is to learn and see the pros and cons of a situation whilst viewing it from both angles. That's why it's called equilibrium.
Well, in that case, I like the deep thoughts, so I'll pick that. Raka wins!
Who was the person you were seeking when we first met?
Atsuri.
Not their name. Who were they?
He is my Vanir Aurki.
Your other horn?
What does that mean?
My Vanir Aurki. My packmate. Yes, packmate.
Your packmate?
Yes.
But you said we are your pack now. Does that mean you...
Yeah, we are your pack now.
We agreed on one question.
Fair enough.
Trick me, Raka.
I'm next, right?
Yes. Here. The irony.
What's the irony?
You got Linar, the river room.
Also called Lin.
Wait, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, cool. There's a room with my name.
You didn't know?
No. How would I... You know I'm illiterate, rune. How was I supposed to know?
I thought you picked a rune for your name.
No. So what's yours?
I got Yorachta, the branch rune.
Okay, so the Lin rune beats the branch rune because branches aren't liquid. There. No, that's it.
What? That makes no sense.
It's not wrong, though.
Yeah.
It's not wrong, but that doesn't mean anything.
Agreed. It doesn't explain.
Okay, then how about because a branch isn't water, it floats and gets carried away by the river. That's why river beats branches. Is that better?
That's slightly better.
Tell your scenario.
All right, let's see. Lin is the rune of flow and motion.
Mm-hmm.
Its force can carry you onward a long distance. However, while its destination is uncertain, it is preordained. Like a riverbed. It can't help but follow a beaten path, whether it wants to or not. Yorachta the branch is the rune of crossroads and decisions. By itself, it does not carry you, yet its force unfolds through choosing a path. It gives you the freedom to make a choice, a decision, whereas Lin's path is predestined, unchangeable. Freedom of choice is how Yorachta overcomes Lin.
That's a lot to take in.
Yes.
Are all your scenarios gonna be like this? Kinda fun killer.
I don't understand that. The humans were better.
What?
I win?
Really?
Yes.
Woohoo! I win! I like Maliki as a judge. You talked so much, but I win because branch isn't liquid.
Hers made sense.
I made sense!
Can't wrap your head around abstract concepts, hmm?
By the way, how long's that stew gonna be?
Until the roots are through.
Can't wait. I'm getting hungry. So I get to ask you something, right?
Was that your question?
Oh, oops. No, sorry.
Normally I'd have countered that, but I'll just let it pass this once.
How generous of you.
Okay, so what exactly triggered that episode on the bridge? Come on, you cost us a lot of nerve today. At least tell us what happened so we know what triggers it.
Fine. I saw something there. Mm-hmm. Something I had hoped I'd never have to see again. It distracted me.
Distracted is a mild way of describing the constitution you were in.
What did you see?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Look, I've got it under control now. Don't worry about it.
What do you have under control?
We agreed on one question.
But you didn't answer!
I gave you an answer!
Mm. Wow, really, Raka? You only ever force Mel and me to open up, but you barely do.
I answered your question. Too even. Now let's move on.
Why are you so evasive?
I answered your question. Let's move on.
Ugh, fine.
Here. Turn your head.
Yes.
What did I roll?
You got Myr, the flame. Maliki got Prinithar, the hill. What will you do?
I split the hill. Throw the flame in the gap. Close the hill again. Flame smothered.
That seems like something you'd do.
You're asking me how a fire would win against the hill? I have no clue. How would a fire win against the hill? No idea.
Try Raka's way.
Okay. So a hill is immobile. So it can't run away, right? So I'd dig a hole into the bottom, drill a channel up to the top, and then I'd put the fire in there. Using the hill as a stove?
Not exactly Raka's way.
Wow, I've never heard you lol before. Was it that bad?
No, it's good. I like the creative way you would utilize both things rather than try to destroy either. In my book, you win this round.
2 points for Gryffindor! Woohoo!
Fine. What do you want to hear?
I was meaning to ask you this before, but can you actually see with your white eye?
That's the question you're going to ask him?
Well, sorry. I ask him stuff about himself all the time, and he usually gives me an answer.
Because you're nice. Raka isn't.
See? I don't need to force him into telling me about himself.
Fine.
So, what about your left eye?
I see Vayne and rooms with it.
Nothing else? Just that?
Just that.
Really?
Yes.
I thought a Skur's eye color just changed depending on the Ethwar they have. Was that eye always white?
We traded sight for Ethwar. That was the oath.
Not a price I would pay.
Focus on runes and Veyr is easier.
But it also makes it hard to focus on either the real world or the Aether stuff. At least I can't imagine it's any more or less pleasant than my overlapping sight. Especially annoying when you want to sleep but can still see things with your eyes closed.
I sleep with that eye to the ground.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I should try that. Good idea.
That's why I never wanted to have that kind of augmentation.
Well, hearing all these noises isn't much better, to be honest. I get both, the visuals and the audio. Gives me a headache.
Tell me when you need more herbs for that.
Nah, I'm good. I still got some of those you gave me. Should be enough for 2 or 3 more cups of tea.
I'll bring more when I see them. Not common further up.
Okay.
Better to have a supply.
Yeah.
You sure know a lot about herbs.
Enough about me. Lynn had her ask.
Her ask? Why is your grandma so messed up sometimes?
Oh, that's because he said Skorkis don't really do questions, so they don't really get them.
I said enough about me.
Look, the point of this game is to get to know each other better, right?
Yes.
It just seems that your trouble formulating questions might add to the friction we have in our group. It's super impolite to go around demanding and giving orders all the time.
Yes.
That sounds like a fair assessment.
And same goes for you, Raka.
For me?
Yeah.
Yes!
If you just let us know that something about crossing bridges at night would trigger such a reaction in you, we could have found ways to avoid it.
Look, I didn't know that would happen. I'm neither afraid of bridges, nor heights, nor the dark.
Look, you both need to give the rest of us a chance to understand you better. Then you two might end up less growly towards each other.
Right. I agree with the human.
Thanks.
Maliki.
Yes.
Why not tell your 2 new packmates how you learned about questions? That's the least you can do to round up that topic.
fine. Someone taught Atsuri and me where want to be asked, not given orders. That is when we first learned of asks.
It doesn't seem like you ever asked them anything, though.
They upset me. I used to ask. I don't anymore.
I can attest to that.
What did they do?
Win a game. Earn your ask.
What did you get?
He has with the calm. I have to hay the burning.
You first.
I would use the burning rune to steer the air currents disrupting the calm.
Oh, well, that was unexpectedly quick.
I use the calm to sap away the air around the burning room. Without air, Duhay can't persist.
I can kind of get behind both scenarios. Can we have a draw?
No, no draws.
I too think both scenarios are legit. Let's go with a draw.
Sorry, Malpal. You're at number 2-1. Hey, look, on the bright side, that means you both get to ask a question, right?
What happened to Atsuri?
Straight to the point.
Atsuri is not your worry.
You know, I get the feeling it is my worry. You said Atsuri is your packmate, not was. And you also said Skur never leave their pack behind. You were looking for him when we first met you. I assume you haven't given up your search for him. And you're just tagging along because you're hoping to find him with our help.
What's this? An ulterior motive? Plot twist!
I'm not just tagging along. You have my Athwar.
Now I have your Athwar.
Hey, why'd you do that?
To prove a point. You had multiple chances to leave. You've had your Athwar this entire time, yet you stayed. And except for a few lapses when we encountered spirits or fairies, you've been quite helpful, which is not something I would expect from someone I practically hold hostage.
And for someone treated the way you treat him, and he's still there. Well, maybe you misjudged him.
We'll see about that.
No. She is right.
Hey, bro, I just had your back.
I do want to find Atsuri. With your help, you're knowledgeable. Worthy of being called Raka. You know more about Vale than I ever have.
I see. What happened to him?
Averin took him.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, kinda does.
Do you have any idea what that Averin did to him?
I think he was pulled into the weave. Maybe he's still there, trying to get out.
They... Averin do that?
No.
Averin are rude.
You have to offend us grandly to make us do anything like that.
Ferris, do you know anything about this?
I know the Vairin responsible, and I know why it was done. But it is not my business, so I'm unaware what happened to Atsuri past that.
This is why you reacted the way you did when we stepped into Ferris's grove, isn't it?
That's why you... Yeah?
Yes.
It all makes sense now.
Right.
Hey,
well,
is that stew almost done yet? I'm so hungry.
I will look.
Right.
But I still...
Let us end the game for today.
I still have a question.
Fine. I owe you that much.
Can there be... will you find... help me find Atsuri?
Let me have a think on that for a bit. Maybe I can figure something out.
Aww. Well, will you turn off the wind chest?
What? Wait, that thing was on? Why didn't you tell me?
I kind of forgot. Oops, sorry.
That was so adorable.
I didn't expect Raka would be the one to play such games.
See, I told you, Akasa. Board students get quite creative with dice and runestones. Fiata, I can't wait to write my brother about this.
Write your brother?
Yeah.
About Raka playing games with runestones?
No, not about that. About Raka, Lin, and Malachi.
Huh.
Oh, I didn't. Is that all right, Akasa? Speaking to someone uninvolved about the content of your invention, I mean.
That's all right, I suppose, but why would your brother care about this at all?
Well, you see, our family has been in service to the twin goddesses Kaelin and Aesu for many generations.
Isn't Kaelin the namesake of Kaerun?
Yeah, that's the one. The city was formed around a chapel built in her honor.
Okay. I still don't understand how what we just heard has anything to do with your family's involvement in religion.
Oh, well, you see, the twin goddesses are advocates of emotional growth and bonds. My brother and I have always discussed the growth of those around us to appreciate it. This recording had a lot of that in it. Don't you think?
I suppose. Anyway, I'm surprised Malachi stayed despite the fact that he had his Ithwar the whole time.
That's part of his growth. Oh, and I'm so glad Rucker is all right. I was so worried about her. I'm happy she's starting to warm up to the others a little, actually.
Wait, what? Were you listening to the same recording as I was? I heard nothing of her warming up to anything.
It's because you're not paying attention to that. You're paying attention to everything else.
That's actually maybe true. What do you think of the whole Atsidi issue?
I think that must be someone very dear to Malachi. For him to put his prejudices aside in order to latch onto any opportunity that might help him find them. It seems like a good basis for a theological discussion.
Theological? How is Malachi's care for Atsiri in any way a basis for a religious debate?
The Church of the Twins teaches that all mortal beings are capable of forming deep emotional connections, even Therion. Only Skur are incapable of forming such connections, not having capacity for emotions and sympathy and such like. And this has led other Rondhar adapting a human term to refer to them, a term that allegedly means beings that don't feel.
What's that word? Demhanum?
Hanum.
I think it's Han. Denhanum. Denhanum?
Denhanum.
Denhanum.
There you go. Nailed it.
Thanks.
Well, I think the humans pronounce it demons. So by that belief, should Skur not be considered people because we believe they don't feel? And if that is the case, what does Malachi's alleged connection to Atsiri imply? He proves the contrary, showing that a strong bond among Skur is possible. That is, assuming Atsiri actually is a Skur and not something else.
I think. I'm not very versed in Zane theology, to be honest.
Of course. You're an Almerian.
Almerius. Almerius, please.
Almerius, yes. Sorry, I forgot.
Thank you.
What do your people believe in? If you don't mind my asking.
Oh, no, that's fine. They believe in a masked god called Alamir that apparently doesn't exist here. I personally, though, believe more in things that I can affect myself, like my enchantments. I believe very much in my enchantments.
Of course you do. That's like a farmer believing in his wheat, after all.
I suppose. Anyway, should we wrap up the recording?
By all means.
Great.
I'm ready.
Okay. Date of recording was...
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. We got that on the last recording already.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Okay. Vocal enchantments were woven by Kessie Rilinicki, Aethor Vitherson, Carolyn Montarola, Esther Ellis, Hem Brewster, and Travis Vengroff. Music shells provided by Fui Madan. Audio enchantments by Sarah Baczynski. Written and produced by Kessie Rilinicki.
Okay. Any more recordings that came in?
That's all for today, I'm afraid.
Do you mind if I stay a little bit longer and write that letter to my brother? I want to tell him everything while I have access to the transcripts and before I forget everything.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Akasa.
Just don't use a scriber.
Fey mortals, Kessie here. Sorry for being absent last time. I had finally caught the Rona and I couldn't talk at all. But thankfully, the wonderful Volanda jumped in for me. So if you hear this, Volanda, thank you for sitting in for me. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It's one I've been looking forward to sharing with you since the day I wrote it, because the whole rune thing was one of the bases of Counterbalance, as you can probably imagine. And this is the first time I really got to dive deeper into the side that wasn't focused on magic or fighting, and was just more from an esoteric or introspective viewpoint, which I find a very interesting aspect. Speaking of writing episodes, I just realized a couple of days ago that I actually started writing Counterbalance around the time of November/December of 2016. So Counterbalance is actually 7 years old now. Crazy, right? In celebration of that, I have made the transcript for the original draft of the very first episode available on our website. So you can find the link to that in the show notes, or you can find it on our social media feeds, or directly on our website. I'm gonna put it under episodes and transcripts. Originally, the first episode was supposed to consist of what is now episodes 1 through 5, before I decided to split it into multiple episodes because it was just getting too much. And I only recently remembered I'd still had the draft, so I started reading it just to refresh my memory on the ideas that I dropped and all that good stuff. And I had a good laugh at how different some of the characters used to be. So if you're someone who's interested in early draft episodes, you can go ahead and read that episode. Again, link is in the show notes. As a general reminder, I am still giving away Make Runes Not War stickers to anyone who reviews Counterbalance on any podcast catcher that allows you to leave a review. And then send a screenshot of your review to counterbalance@blighthouse.studio. You can find that written out in the show notes as well. And let us know your address or wherever you want us to send the sticker to. And also tell us if you want a white or a black sticker. And among all who participate, I will raffle out a special signed poster of Counterbalance signed by Aethor, Volanda, me, and... I've actually recently had the chance to meet up with Carolyn again. Yeah, Lynn herself! Da-da-da-da! And I had her sign all the posters as well. So you can get a poster signed by almost the entire crew. Save for Esther and Travis. But if you don't want to send us a screenshot, that's okay too. You can still enter the raffle through our social media posts. Be sure to check out our social media feeds on Facebook, Twixter, and Instagram and comment on the post for this episode. And you will get another chance to win a poster. So that heightens your chance. The deadline for this is December the 31st. Oh, and please, if you've already done this from the call to action in the last episodes, please, please, please leave a comment again, because I think there was a bit of confusion previously which post to like and share before, so I'm saying this now. Do it on the post for this episode, episode 15. Just please leave a comment so I know. Just, I don't know, send us a heart emoji, mountain emoji, snail shell emoji. Just let me know somehow that you're trying to get into the raffle. Anyway, you're about to hear a trailer for Backwater Bastards. We've actually shared a table with them, both at Midgard and London MCM this year. And they're absolutely lovely folks and some of the funniest people I've been around. So if you like comedy and actual plays, please give them a listen. They absolutely deserve it. And maybe it's something that's absolutely up your alley as well. Bye!
Venture deep into the backwaters of space. Mint Space Station, a lawless metropolis run by gangsters, where anyone could earn a fair day's pay if they're willing.
Ah, you're here for the job.
Meet Cleo, a bipedal bear creature armed to the teeth.
If I was an inch taller, I'd be round!
And Dr. Z, a psychic jellyfish.
Now in surgery, we want to go for the heart and the brains.
Join these friends on a haphazard adventure, trying to make their way in cold, uncaring space. A podcast filled with adventure, action, romance, and friendship to conquer the ages. So if you want to hear more from the Backwater Bastards, search Backwater Bastards wherever you get your podcasts or visit us at backwaterbastards.com. Backwater Bastards, the comedy sci-fi tabletop podcast.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.